And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo. This is your weekly update about what is going on in and around KBOO. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and today I'm really excited to tell you about a brand new KBOO show called Combined Culture Radio here on KBOO. And Tevin Tavares is with us, and he's one of the hosts of the show. Hi, Tevin.
How's it going, Delphine?
Good, good. So could you start by telling us what is Combined Culture, what's the show about, and who else is part of it?
Cool. So basically, Combined Culture is a radio show that basically it is showcasing the arts and the creative culture that we're all living around in today's youth, especially. Basically, it's co-hosted by myself, my friend Kenny, and my friend Jalen, and we'll have numerous guests on our show, people who are videographers, who are photographers, people who work at Nike, people who work at Adidas, people who work at Under Armour, and just basically having everybody from every creative aspect in Portland. It could be outside of Portland, it could be Oakland, it could be the Bay Area, it could be New York, people of all sorts of different ethnicities, different backgrounds, all coming in to speak about the knowledge that they've acquired throughout the years, and to basically just talk about how they're trying to save the earth and save the world one day at a time through their creativity. So it's fun. We have good music, awesome conversations, and it's just fun. It's just real fun. It's always a fun conversation just to have Delphine, especially mixing the boards and having good music playing. But it's just a youthful group. We always keep the conversation lively, and you know, we aren't afraid to talk about deeper topics as well. So this could be race, this could be sexism, anything.
Yeah. So the first live show, because I'm about to share that there's a few episodes that people can listen to already, but the first live show is going to be next Wednesday, but then you're going to be on a recurring basis. So can you talk about when your show will be coming on every month?
So Combined Culture Radio will now be on, especially live, every Wednesday at 7:00 p.m. except the last Wednesday of the month.
Except the first Wednesday.
The first Wednesday of the month,
right.
Correct, my bad.
Yeah, because the first Wednesday we have Keeping It Real,
which you're a guest on. So I'm here every Wednesday.
Exactly.
I'm here every Wednesday.
That's what you got to get used to.
That's true.
So make sure to tune in. So tell us a little about where people can listen to the first couple episodes, pilot episodes you recorded.
So all you have to really do is tune in to or go to kboo.com and basically just type in Combined Culture, C-O-M-B-I-N-E-D, Culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, Radio. And basically, yeah, just check it out. Episode 1 is real good. We dive into how we can help uplift the Black community. We talk about Big Baller Brand. In the second episode, we talk about traveling. One of my good friends, Anthony, who works at Nike, he recently got back from Italy, and now he has a job at Nike, and we basically talked about his experience and basically also growing up, like our summertime vibes as kids in our current summers. It's on today's episode, which will come out on Sunday. We're talking about millennials in the workforce.
Great. Looking forward to recording this
right
after this show. So can you talk a little bit about what you hope this show is going to bring to KBOO and to the listeners of KBOO?
I think what this show, what Combined Culture is going to do, especially the radio station, I think as a collective, we're going to change the world through our creativity. But I think with the show...
You already are.
Thank you. But I think with the show, it's really just going to give a deeper perspective into our minds. Mm-hmm. I think that all of us each have unique and beautiful minds that I think the world needs to hear. They need to get deep inside of it. And I think through our conversations, we're shedding light on a lot of topics that are close to our heart, and we're shedding light also just on our creative process and how our minds operate and what we think about certain topics that a lot of people our age think about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100% about the value of actually being able to have access to people's way of thinking and people. I think like the human experience is so different. All right. of us just live different things.
Right.
But only if we could listen to each other and actually take a minute to see this is what's happening in the mind of these young people whenever right. they come together and they talk about culture and they live in the society. And even though that's not at all my reality or my experience, right. it's to still be something that everybody considers
exactly.
as someone else's reality.
Exactly. And I think also just that when you see what's going on in our minds, I think that it helps broaden your perspective as a whole as well. And it's even, I think, in a way, it's motivating, right. you know, and inspirational, because it makes you kind of feel like, when I talk to people who are younger than me, who are 18 years old, 17 years old, and I hear their perspective on life, and it kind of makes me feel like young again, even though I'm only 23 and they're 18, 19, 20, like it still gives me that feeling of youthfulness. You know what I mean? It's like a fountain of youth, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like our radio show is really like a fountain of youth, like listening to us, having fun, the music that we play, and just the conversation. And I think our generation, like, don't get us mistaken, like, even though we like to have fun and listen to music, I think that because of the circumstances that we're now dealing with here in America, I think that you're now starting to see a generation that's more mature than you would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are your thoughts about radio just in general, and especially your thoughts around how you feel radio can support you and your team with your accomplishments in life, in changing the world?
So I love radio. I love radio. Like, literally, I probably listen to the radio maybe, I want to say, 80% of the day. I think I even go to sleep with the radio on. And people forget that I think radio is a sense of somebody being there with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's very intimate.
It is very intimate.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like that person is talking to you.
We are talking to you right now, listeners.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that, you know, it, even when I go to sleep at night, it's just, I know that it feels like that, you know, whether it's music and somebody interviewing other people, it makes you feel that somebody's there with you. Like, you're never alone. You know, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, and I have my radio on.
Right.
You know, all the time. And I think it's just open. You hear conversations, you hear different people's creative process and just kind of what goes on in their head. And I have Apple Music, and I'm a big fan of Beats One Radio. And a lot of my favorite artists, they have radio stations.
Right.
And just to hear their creative insight and to how they think and how their mind operates, it makes you almost feel like you know them in a way, you know. And what I always try to do is I take notes when I listen to these radio stations. And Delphine, you'll tell me, Delphine could tell the listeners, but I always come back to her with like, okay, hey, I want to do this the next episode. Like, okay, we have guest mixes this time. Like, mm-hmm. okay, hey, I want to put instrumentals on the back of this. Like, hey, can we dim that down a little bit more? Like, it's just, I'm now, like, I want to say, like, a perfectionist of radio,
right.
because I listen to it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And your, the ideas, I complimented you this morning for being one of the most effective person I've ever worked with, because once you have an idea, you like know the path and you take the steps to move forward. And that motivation is just really encouraging to me. So I'm so thankful to be able to collaborate with
anytime.
You. And
anytime.
I'd love if you would share a little bit more with the listener about a little bit more about you. What are you into? What are your interests? Obviously art and culture.
Definitely.
But you are also a video producer, you do a lot of different things, so
yeah.
I'd love if you could connect people also to your personal stuff.
So basically, my name is Tevin Tavares, and I grew up in a highly cultured area in the Bay Area, especially in Oakland, California. So I grew up around majority Hispanic, Tongan, Black, white. I grew up around a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to be, one thing that I think I'm very fortunate enough to have is I'm very cool with a lot of people. Like, it doesn't matter what nationality you are. So basically, that led to me starting my own group called Combined Culture. So basically, long story short, me and a couple of my friends in college, we were making videos and we were telling stories. I like to call us just cultural storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
And we just basically report in an artful way what's going on in our minds and what are issues that we want to talk about. But basically, I had all my friends, all different nationalities, like I said, from the Bay Area. So I had like so many different friends at U of O that were different cultures. They came from Florida, they came from New York, they came from Texas, they came from California, Oregon. So I was able to bring them all together for one project. And then that one project led to something bigger than what I thought. Mm-hmm. So that comes in the name of combining culture. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's just amazing to see that art inspiring the world, you know what I mean? And I told one of my good friends this the other day. I said, basically, we're changing the world through creativity. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that the stories that we tell, if you go back to the ancient caveman days, I think story is also always going to be at the center of anybody. Emotion. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how dope something is, mm-hmm. if it has no emotion and no story, right. it won't mean anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I always ask people, like, hey, what's your why? You know what I mean? Like, there was an old, there's a YouTube video out of a TED Talk, and this guy, he like writes a bullseye, and in the middle is the why. Mm-hmm. It's like that should be what everything revolves around, mm-hmm. you know? And that's the truth. So basically I look at combined culture and I look at the way that we tell stories, like our why is to inspire through creativity, mm-hmm. you know, just how, so it goes down to, all right, cool, we do film. It has to inspire through creativity. Like, okay, cool, we do photography. Right. We do radio. Like, the main thing is we want to inspire people through our art.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope people do with the art? Do you hope that they then in turn create art themselves or share the art? I know that sharing the culture is a big part of it.
Yeah, share the culture, which is like our tagline.
Yes, I know.
Spread the culture.
Yeah, spread the culture, yeah.
I think that what I want people to do with this is people always ask, like, you know, how can we make the world a better place? How can we help our communities out? And I think that how I can help my community out is by making these impactful films, making this art so it can inspire other individuals to go out and better their community. And I think if you look at musicians, when they rap on certain topics or they sing on certain topics, those it makes people want to go out and do something.
Right.
So it's almost like I was inspired by music to create films. So now I want to create films to inspire my community. So my community can get up and realize, like, education, creativity, good health, right. all that is basically how to live.
Yeah. And what's your personal website?
Tevin, Tevin J Tavares, Tavares.com.
Great. And so again, Combined Culture Radio is going to be debuting on KBOO next Wednesday, August 16 at 7 p.m. So it will be replacing Hard Knock Radio every Wednesdays. And thank you, Tevin, so much for being with us. And he will be back next week at 7 p.m. So stay tuned, folks. Thank you all for tuning in to News from the Boo. And Mike Crenshaw will be your host next week. Have a great week, everyone. Great evening.